Patrick Dangerfield, 5AA Footy Awards Player of the Year.
Patrick, congratulations, mate. Was that your most consistent year in AFL?
I think so. I think probably with 2012, there was less lulls throughout the season, so it's been good to find some consistent form.
And you've been bashed around as always, winning contested ball. I think number one for contested ball and stoppage in the club. You love hunting that damn thing, don't you?
Yeah, at times I suppose it's a bit of a competition between Scotty Thompson and myself, and we end up fighting for the same ball. But I suppose that's my role within the side, along with Tomo. So where I suppose the Bulls inside defeated out to our outside runners.
You've been probably the most scrutinised player, certainly in South Australia this year, and maybe even the AFL. And I guess at the start, a lot of people said, with all this speculation, it's going to be difficult to perform at your peak. How have you been able to, I guess, compartmentalise the outside pressure with just the ability to perform?
Well, I think that's what you have to do. You have to compartmentalise it. You have to break down, I suppose, different parts of your life, football, home life, decision-making with what happens next season. But once you get to the footy club, nobody really cares. They care about you, you know, putting in the effort that's required to prepare yourself for the season ahead. So that's how I've approached the season, and that's how I've approached most seasons, to be honest.
And the club this year, in terms of the way you started, first four games, jumped out of the blocks, had a couple of flat games through the middle, and then, of course, it's been a little bit of uncharted territory, and then finished really strongly. Are you happy with the momentum that you've got at the moment, sort of, I guess, going into the biggest game of the year?
Yeah, it is the biggest game of the year, certainly for us. Look, we've played some really good footy throughout the season. I suppose the knock on us early, we played against the Kangaroos, who played finals last year, but at different stages, hadn't really beaten a side that was above us. But we're able to do that in the second half of the season. We've really built up some momentum, played really good football against West Coast. But within that, we've also played some really poor footy. So for us, it's been limiting that poor footy and just building that momentum throughout the season. And we've been able to do that throughout the last 6 weeks, which has been pleasing.
Didn't play well against the Bulldogs as a team, but just found a way to win and won the big moments. It was just a brilliant win for the club.
Yeah, and that's something that we haven't done for quite a while. We haven't played below our best, but still won. I think that's the sign of an improving team, which I think we are. So to be smashed in clearances, which is certainly not how we want to play footy, and to really lose the count in terms of inside 50s was disappointing. But I think it certainly proves a massive upside for us this weekend against a quality side with Hawthorn, because I think if we can improve those areas, it'll go a long way to us really challenging and hopefully winning the game.
The clearances is a really interesting one. It's something you pride yourself on as a footy club. And Geelong was really poor. You were soundly beaten down there. And then last week lost by 20, including 17-8 out of the middle, which is, once again, an area generally pretty good. If you remember the last time you played the Hawks out here was round 12, and you're pretty much in it for the first three quarters. And then they just blew you out of the water with about three or four clearances. I think you got a bit of airtime with Scotty Camporelli having a discussion about it. You'll look at the centre square.
Well, you were backing me up that night.
I was trying.
It wasn't that bad.
No. But, I mean, they got on top of you and they just kicked three or four quick goals and put the game beyond you. So that centre clearance work is so critical this week.
It is, and I think it's become really vital the last couple of seasons, because if you win it out of the centre clearance, you're able to lock the ball inside your forward 50, or gives you a chance to lock the ball inside your forward 50 and then really press hard and try to play the game in your forward half. So we haven't been able to do that the last couple of weeks, and prior to the previous 2 weeks we've been the best in the AFL in terms of our stoppage differential out of the centre. So that'll certainly be an important part of our game this weekend, because while we have a really improving back line, it is still very young, so we have to make sure that we're giving Eddie and our other forwards really good service, because I think it, with the six teams that are left, it's arguably the most potent forward line in the competition.
It's interesting. I spoke with Sam Jacobs, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but he told me he got 57 hit-outs against Geelong, and he had, I think, 48 last week. He said,
"What
more do you want me to do, guys? Just, I'm winning the taps. Actually, get on the end of it, please."
Yeah, he did say that actually after the game. Any danger of actually winning the clearances, I'm putting it down your throat. So, look, he's had an unbelievable season, been incredibly unlucky in my view to miss out on the 40 for All Australian. But his work for us is just invaluable, and he's a big game player, and he certainly proved that last weekend.
How's Campo changed, if at all, since he's been driving the bus?
He's probably been calmer in the head seat. Bix would probably attest to this, that he can get certainly wired up as an assistant, but he's been very measured, very reserved, and he's been really impressive as that senior head.
Any man conversations? He had a couple with you. He loves these man conversations.
I've known Campo for 6 years, so we've had plenty of man conversations. Excellent. Along the road. He's been incredibly impressive in the role that he's undertaken in the second half of the season, and he's certainly taken to that role, that's for sure.
And tell us about Woosha, how he's a calming influence as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is. He's obviously experienced finals footy. He's very dry and witty. He's cracked a few jokes in the... in a few meetings, which the boys certainly appreciate, because...
Not dad jokes like Bix. He's not taken over from Bix.
No, they were funny, so...
Oh, they were funny.
That rules me out.
But you see Woosha from outside and you think he looks like a really serious character, but it's nice to see that personality come out after he's been here for a while.
Excellent.
Just one final one. The Hawks this week, I guess, it's a massive game. It's a team that whilst you've performed strongly against them, you haven't really been able to get over the top of them. What's the secret to just take that next step?
Yeah, I think the last time that we beat them was our 20-year anniversary. I think we won by 20 points, and that was...
Round one.
I think, was that your first year as coach?
Oh, it might have been the year after, 2010 it was.
Righto. So you didn't orchestrate it? No, look...
I'm happy to take credit for it, if anyone...
We've got really close, but we haven't been happy with those results. It's great to get close to the premiers, because that's where, you know, everyone sees the level that they play at. You think if you lose by a couple of goals, then you've done really well. But the reality is, if you don't win the game, it really does mean quite little. So for us, it's do or die. They've been the September specialists for a long period of time. But we go out this weekend with nothing to lose, everything to gain. And we're really confident heading into this week.
Well, Patrick,
hang on, before we let him go, you know I'm the emotional one in the duo and he's the sensible one.
I've heard your calls at times.
Now, yes. I want to wake up Christmas Day and unwrap a present. And I want that present to be you, Paddy. Now, you're listening with me? Now,
I'm listening.
No, I want to unwrap it and see those big pearly whites in that top. Now, I have heard...
You've heard a whisper?
I have heard a whisper. We nestled in together a bit earlier. You've got an announcement. You have an announcement for me.
Do I?
Well, my heart is racing. You might as well share it with the 5AA crowd. You have an announcement. And don't do this to me, Paddy. You said, Roey, I've got an announcement.
I thought you had an announcement to something that you'd signed for.
No, you've got an announcement.
I don't have an announcement.
No, yes, you have got an announcement.
Well,
it's like a game of tennis,
I have signed something, but it's not something you're thinking about.
So what have you signed? You got me all flustered out the back that you've signed. They were your words, and it's not the contract. So what is it? Don't tell me it's that North Bank boat.
I've got a new boat.
Oh, yeah. Please. Now, let me tell you, this North Bank, Christie's Beach Marine, is quite fantastic. I went out there. Paddy's boat's getting built. It's a golf boat. It ain't a boat for Torquay and those Nancy Waters that you got out there, Paddy.
I don't think you can launch
it. This is a golf boat.
It is a good golf boat by a very good local manufacturer. I think you're in the market as well, aren't you?
Well, we might leave that there, because there's such thing as commercial agreements on air and cash for comments.
Fair enough.
You have ASAs, I have cash for comments.
I can only talk about North Bank for so long then, yeah.
But the other thing is, and thank you for giving up your time for this. Variety, we had an on-air radio auction.
I'm looking forward to this, actually, yeah. Go on.
Now, snapper season for fishermen finishes mid-December. Paddy's agreed to come on a 52-foot Riviera with Variety, and I think that's fantastic. $9,000 mid-December, Paddy. And you better be wearing those colours or you're going to be a wreck. I'm going to put you straight down.
I probably won't be wearing
these
colours.
And I'll be fishing on you forever.
I won't be wearing these colours because you don't want to get guts and bait and all that sort of thing all over them. Yeah, so it might be like a car key sort of setup.
Or a car key setup. Yeah. That's about all I'm going to get out of you, aren't I?
Yes, it is.
Put your hands together. What a season he has had with all that pressure. We give him that respect. I've got a feeling we've got two or three more weeks to go with this mob. Our Foodland 5AA Player of the Year, Patrick Dangerfield.
Thanks, guys. Thanks to Foodland. Appreciate it.